first of tonight's speakers, who is Beth.
Thanks, my name's Bess, I'm an addict.
Yes.
I don't know how much do I need to speak into this mic? How much do I need to speak into this mic? My phone's buzzing. Okay. Hey, I'm Bess, I'm an addict. I'm just going to stand here. Yeah, it's really, really great to have been asked to come and do service tonight, and I need to talk about how I've been really nervous all afternoon, because that will help me get down with doing this chair. And actually, I've never been to this meeting before. And everyone's told me that it's like a massive meeting, like it's huge, and you've got to speak through a microphone. So my head has just taken me to this like vast hall with about 300 people like staring at me, like judging me, obviously. And it's just really nice. And I was going to come just on my own, you know, I was prepared, kind of. And then my friend just turned around to me and was like, oh, I'm going to come to that meeting, I'll come with you. And it's just like pouring of rain, London, you know, cold evening, and I come here and I just see friendly, warm faces, you know, some people that I recognise, and just people, I don't know, like fellow recovering addicts that I can just connect with instantly, you know what I mean, and just have a smile or just look someone in the eye and kind of, I'm feeling quite emotionally like in love with fellowship and NA right now, because like the energy in this room, and I was just sitting here, is just so amazing, you know what I mean, like the fact that we're kind of here and we've all got different stories, but we've all kind of been through the same thing is just like really amazing when you think about it, you know. And my story is probably really different to some of yours and similar to some others or whatever. I've been in recovery for coming up to four, it'll be 4 years in February that I first got clean. Thanks. But my official clean time is coming up to 18 months because I had a fucking 5-minute relapse, which is quite annoying, but that was my journey. And I picked up a bottle of alcohol and I took a few swigs, and I had to get honest about that with my sponsor, and I was like, yeah, it's just a, you know, it's just a slip or whatever we call it, but I was just like, uh-uh. And I had to get back, I had to get humble, I had to get honest, I had to go back to step one, and that's kind of the best thing. It's really kind of re-grounded me in recovery and the steps, and I'm on step six at the moment. I just didn't have that kind of willingness, you know, to put pen to paper and to do the work. I was like stuck on step four. And the whole thing, you know, like it's quite, when I think about it, I talk about it, you know, stuck on step four, and I just couldn't, I was like coming up, I was 2.5 years clean, stuck on step four. And I ended up relapsing. I was on my own at a massive music festival. I had some difficult stuff going on in my life. And I thought, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that I was powerless, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't strong enough to kind of defend myself in that situation. But thank God, literally, I kind of managed to get honest and get straight back in the program. And I really am grateful for that, because I know that it's not always like that for everyone. And I am a really grateful recovering addict, and I am really passionate about this program, and I have to like try not to be like evangelical about it to people, just because like it's been amazing for me, and I can see, you know, I see addiction like everywhere. You know, you can see it like in the world. And it's kind of funny, I'm living back on the road that I left to go to treatment four Februarys ago or whatever. So I'm like back on my kind of using stomping grounds, in that place. So, you know, my physical surroundings like are the same as they were when I left. But obviously my life and how I am inside myself is completely different. But it's like, it reminds me of what it was like then. And on a bad day, if I'm not connected, if I'm not going to meetings, if I'm not connecting with people, whatever, I can really go back to that place of just that emptiness and that kind of barren, like, spiritual nothingness that, you know, was the hamster wheel of addiction. And I hear a lot of people talk about looking out the window when you're, you know, we all looked out the window and we were like, you, poor you, you have to go to work and like do the whole real life thing. And we get to just hang out here and get wasted and like check out of life or whatever. And I relate to that loads when people talk about it. It's something about looking out the window and having that feeling. And now it's like the complete reverse. Like I'm looking out the window and walking down the street and I'm seeing a lot of addicts using on the street, and I'm seeing, you know, people just totally out of their minds, you know. And I just see it, and I've been really feeling it and really connecting with it recently. It's like I walk past someone on the street who's out of their mind, like off their whatever, and they're so clearly like just checking out, you know what I mean? They're just checking out. I really feel their pain, and I'm really grateful that I'm not there. So it's like the complete opposite of what it used to be like, or how I used to feel. And I used to be deluded, basically. And I'll just talk a little bit about when I got clean. I shall do a little bit before that. But basically, I'm grateful that I managed to get clean at the age of 24. You know, because that's relatively young. I know a lot of people get clean a lot younger than that, but basically I grew up with two parents in recovery. My mum's like 30 years clean, and my dad's in and out. He's actually in treatment at the moment. So, you know, thank God, me and my mum, my sister and my dad are all in recovery, which is amazing. And my father's one of five siblings, and I think they're all in recovery as well. So it's like, it is a family illness in our case. And thankfully we're all, well, not all of us. You know, I have a lot of cousins that are not in recovery and not in very good places. Some of them are coming in, blah, blah, blah. But I was fortunate enough to, like, know about it and have some awareness, which was a fucking nightmare when I was trying to use, you know what I mean? Stop it! I don't want to know. But in the long run, like, I knew about addiction, I knew about recovery, I knew about a notion of higher power, and I had these strangely sparkly clean people in and out of my life, you know, recovering addicts. You just had that different something about them. So I learned from the people who got out, and I learned from the people that stayed in. And, you know, I'm the youngest of quite a lot of cousins, and just watching them go through addiction and really, really, you know, go through the whole slog of losing everything and, you know, the whole thing. And I'm kind of grateful that I didn't have to go too far. Like, I went far enough to feel pretty desperate, you know, pretty desperate and pretty empty. And I just, like, when I think about myself going into treatment, that first day when I walked into the place, and it was like walking into my first day clean or whatever, I feel like I was this empty shell of a person. There was no spiritual connection. There was no real understanding of who I was. I was just this kind of robot, you know, just walking around wanting to fix myself, like, constantly. And I when I was 21, I thought, you know, it's true, like, I'm an addict. And I've known, since I was about 13, when I first, like, picked up drinking drugs, I've been, you know, used addictively, not like normal people did. But I really, really didn't want to be an addict. Like, I really just wanted to be a normal person. I really loved taking drugs. I really loved drinking. I really loved getting wasted. I really loved going to parties and just getting totally out there. And I really, really wanted to be able to control it. So I tried. And at 21, I kind of thought, actually, I can't do this. And I nearly went to treatment. And then I think one of my cousins just said, look, are you really ready to do this? It's quite a big decision. Like, are you sure you're ready? You're really young. And whatever, this is my journey. But I kind of thought, actually, maybe I'm not ready. So I had to put myself into denial in a way, because I'd been so open to the possibility of being an addict, and it was kind of doing my head in. It was like, It was a nightmare. Anyone who's been in and then out of recovery probably understands that kind of knowledge and using sort of awareness nightmare thing. So I had to kind of put myself into denial in a sense and try and control it, I think. And that's what got me to the point of being able to put my hands up and surrender and just be like, you know, I can't do this anymore, because I just found that I couldn't control it and I had no control over my life, and I wasn't capable of following my dreams. Or, you know, if something was important to me, I would fuck it up. You know what I mean? It's like that insanity. It's like, if I really wanted to meet someone like I love for lunch, I'd get fucked the night before, you know. And it was like, it was just slowly, like, my life was just getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and opportunities were getting smaller and smaller, and, you know, I just sort of knew that I was, like, not taking myself seriously and not taking my life seriously. And it just, like, the spiritual awakening for me was just after my 24th birthday. It was when it was really snowy in London, and I was like, right, I'm going to sort this out. I'm a singer, I want to get singing, like, I want to get out there, I'm going to stop it, I'm just going to stop it, like, for a month, and just get my shit together, and, you know, had this really good plan of whatever, getting on with stuff. And it was, like, 2 or 3 days, and I did a gig, and I came off stage, and it was just, like, into the madness. And I remember going into it, just thinking, fuck, I want to have a bath and go to bed, you know what I mean? But I carried on, like, it was, you know, I just didn't have any fucking control whether, you know, when I pick up, it's like, I don't know what's going to happen, and I just, that's really annoying, but, you know. And I say it's annoying, I used to think it was a bit heavy when people, you know, said death, institutions, la la la, but I've been, you know, been around for a few years, and it is death in institutions, and, you know, I've lost some friends, and I've nearly lost some family members, and, you know, it is serious, the self-destruction. But yeah, so my spiritual awakening was after this sort of thing that I went into. I just woke up one day, and I don't know why particularly this day was any different to any other day, but I just had this, like, snapping in my stomach where it was like, like, I can't fucking do this anymore. And I just suddenly had the willingness, you know what I mean? I suddenly had the willingness to surrender, and had that strength to just, like, make change. And, you know, I went through treatment, and I did 6 months of treatment, and that was really amazing. And, like, my whole life, my whole world has changed. And I'm really, really so grateful. I just love to be, like, awake, you know what I mean? Just to be alive and be connected and to be able to do scary stuff like this, which I know will help me. You know, it's gonna make me feel better. And if I just even help one other person or spark something else that can keep someone else clean, you know, by doing service, then that's a really great thing. And it's not about me, like, if I had a choice, you know, I love the tradition that says, if you're available to do a chair and you get asked to do it, you've got to say yes, because that means that I say yes, even though I don't want to do it. You know, I'm really glad that I've had the opportunity to come and do service tonight, connect with you guys. So yeah, I'm a really, really grateful recovering addict, and I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you.